T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome, everybody. Today is the day that we introduce Tashi and Mohan to the Buffalo community officially. So Tashi and Mohan are ambassadors for the 3,500 greater one-horned rhinos that you would find in the wild today. They represent a fantastic step forward for rhino conservation. This baby has been produced as a result of artificial reproduction techniques that are developed by our good colleagues at the Crew Center in Cincinnati, Ohio. He represents only the third actual successful artificial insemination of an Asian one-horned rhino. And this is the second calf that Tashi has had through artificial reproduction, so that's a significant, significant contribution to conservation. Mohan's dad actually is from the Miami Zoo, so we're very fortunate to have Tashi and to be able to tell the story of greater one-horned rhinos and their needs through her and this little great little cute little guy named Mohan.
Are they joining any other rhinos in this exhibit?
No. The one thing to keep in mind about this particular species of rhino is they are not a herd species. They live, mom and the calves live separate. They do not live in a herd at all. So this is how you would encounter them in the wild, just mom and her calf. The males have nothing to do with the care of the babies. So they come together for breeding in the wild, and then the moms and the calves separate off.
So how long is Tashi expected to stay?
Tashi has been here for several years, and we will continue to keep her here. Tashi and Mohan and George, the male that we have, who's in the other exhibit, are part of a species survival plan program through the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, where we all work together to help preserve and make sure that we have Asian one-horned rhinos for the future. So they are all part of that program. It's a cooperative effort to assure that we have stable zoo populations and also help to make a positive difference for rhinos in the wild.
And so how fast is Mohan expected to grow?
Well, he's going to grow very quickly. He was about 123 pounds when he was born. He weighs over 200 pounds now. He drinks between 6 and 7 gallons of milk a day. He's already started to nibble hay, but it'll be another few months before he's actually eating on his own. They stay with their moms for about 18 months, and then mom will finally decide that it's time for him to go off, and at that point in time, then we'll be moving forward with him. He'll either stay here or he'll go to another zoo to help establish and continue, as I said, to be an ambassador for their counterparts in the wild.
Let's talk about these animals in general. Some interesting facts about them, some things people should know.
I think I'll let Joe Hauser, who is our assistant curator, talk specifically about Tashi. Joe provides daily care with his team for Tashi and the calf, so I think we'll let him answer those questions. He's going to have better answers than I do to those. So
Tashi and Mohan kind of represent a big milestone, not only here in Buffalo, but just in the rhino. Can you talk a little bit more about what it represents to have them here in Buffalo?
We are a leader. The Buffalo Zoo continues to be a leader in wildlife conservation, and this demonstrates our leadership. We have been participating in this program for a number of years. And so by working closely with our great zoo colleagues throughout the country, we are continuing to partner with them, to use good science and provide great welfare for these animals, not just Tashi and Mohan, but all of the animals that we have here in our Buffalo Zoo, to carry conservation forward, to connect people to wildlife, to provide the opportunity for people in Buffalo to come and learn about rhinos, and of course, fall in love with this little guy and Tashi and everything that we have here at the zoo. So the Buffalo Zoo is a center of wildlife conservation leadership in this community.
And then this was the second baby rhino you said Tashi's had?
She's had several calves. This is actually her fourth calf. And this is the second one that has been produced as a result of artificial insemination.
And then have they all gone off to different zoos?
I'm going to let Joe answer that question. I know that the first calf that was born as a result of artificial reproduction is actually at the San Diego Wild Animal Park. No, Tanganyika Wildlife Park.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.